Massive concrete slabs, three stories high, have gone up in Jerusalem, part of Israel's security barrier. The barriers slice through Palestinian villages on the edge of the city. The wall has divided families and separated workers from their jobs. For Palestinians, it has been a source of dismay, but the wall is also a source of income for those who have defied a religious decree to work on it. NPR's Judy McCarthy reports.
The bells of the Notre Dame nursing home toll on a rare quiet day along this narrow street in the Palestinian village of Abu Dis near the Mount of Olives. Noisy work on Israel's security barrier mostly stopped for a few days due to rain. But the image along this muddy road screams out. A 27-foot-high wall now blocks the view of the other side of Abu Dis. For buildings astride the barrier, it blocks the sun. 81-year-old Mohammed Kabani clutches a bag of medicine and says even residents who knew a separation barrier was coming were unprepared for this.
I stopped breathing. I felt that I stopped breathing. How can they do this to a person? How can they suffocate a person?
The Mufti of Palestine was so disturbed by Israel's barrier carving up Jerusalem that he decreed it was haram or forbidden for any Muslim to work on the wall. Aware of the Palestinian economic plight, Mufti Akrime Sabre says his fatwa was an agonizing decision. We have been forced to do this because the consequences of building the wall are graver to the Palestinian people, the Mufti says, than even the dire economic straits they are now living through. Outside the entrance to the Notre Dame nursing home, Palestinian workman Majid Khatib says he did not know he would be working on the barrier when his construction firm sent him out in the morning in the company of Israeli soldiers. He leans out of the cab of his bulldozer, shuts off the engine to talk, sounding disgusted and sad.
I am splitting inside. I am boiling inside. What I am doing is against my nature. I'm very upset with myself for the work I'm doing.
At day's end, Majid says he confronted his supervisor.
I came back and I told him, how did you put me in such a terrible position? You sent me to close on another Palestinian, and I was very, very angry.
Ministry of Defense spokesperson Rachel Ashkenazi says she never heard of instances where Palestinian workmen were unwittingly pressed into service by their own firms to help construct the barrier. Clarifying who does what on Israel's security project can be as difficult as collecting information on the wall itself. There is an atmosphere of tension around construction sites. Many Palestinian workers refuse to talk for fear of losing their job at a time when unemployment in the occupied territories is crippling. Abu Said, an Israeli Arab, supervises wall construction around Jerusalem and says Palestinian laborers face added intimidation.
Yes, I have been harassed because I work on the wall. And there were some women even that said, may God do this and this to you because you work on the wall.
Abu Said says he is conflicted about helping build a barrier that is walling away fellow Palestinians. But he also believes it is reducing suicide attacks inside Israel, where he lives. He calls the fatwa forbidding work on the wall political propaganda. Early one morning, before Israeli patrols arrive, Palestinian Rahid Saleh prepared to board an earth leveler near the wall and talked about the Mufti's fatwa.
I tell him, give me a job, give me money, give me work, I will stop.
Rahid says working on Israel's security project is as painful as burying his own mother. As much as Palestinians despise the wall, graffiti reads, welcome to ghetto Abu Dis, there is also empathy for workers like Rahid, who many say have been forced to compromise their conscience to feed their families. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.